You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Big Dummy is the game, 206-803-ROCK. We'll have a brand new contestant coming up. In the meantime, we still have Austin on the line. Austin, I got you at question number four here.
Oh, question number four for Austin. All right. Here is your question. What is the primary diet of dragonflies?
Plants?
It's mosquitoes, isn't it?
Mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right,
Shout out
Austin,
to
dragonflies. You tied Josh as the biggest dummy. You get one more wrong, we're going to have to let you go. You'll be our new biggest dummy. Yes.
All right, what do we got here? Let's see. The U.S. has shoreline along how many oceans?
Three.
Got it.
Look at that. Well done, sir.
But you're tied. Either way.
Atlantic, Pacific, Arctic?
You got it.
Yep. Thanks, Alaska.
Hello, Amy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Amy, are you sober or not sober?
I'm right on the cusp of the two. So
right not on sober. The cusp. Not sober, okay. Amy. Okay.
Right on the cusp. I've had enough time waiting for my turn.
Okay. Amy, we're gonna pick a cellmate for the weekend on our men's room poll. You taking Kanye West, Ellen DeGeneres, Will Smith, or Madonna?
I'm going to go with Ellen, with real.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep. How about you and Ellen?
And I just wanted to point out that it's actually kind of, it doesn't happen very often, but each four of you chose each of the different choices.
I didn't even notice how we did that. Because, Ted, you were what? You're Kanye.
I'm Madonna.
You're Madonna. Right.
Ellen, and then Mike said Will.
Yeah. Will Smith.
Yeah.
I think Kanye might get me into trouble, too.
Why?
He says such outlandish stuff. I mean, he'd be like, go ahead, man. You could say it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm in the cell.
Beat your ass.
Yeah. Then like,
what'd you say, man?
Hey, can I sing a few of your songs, too?
Right.
Like,
please do.
Mr. West, I don't think I should go to the lunch hall now.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and stay here.
Yeah, I don't know any of his songs, so I wouldn't want to sit in a cell for 48 hours with him.
In no way am I defending Kanye West, but he's had so many songs. There's some you probably don't know are Kanye West songs.
I'd almost guarantee it.
I listen to this station, you know, faithfully. I even have Sirius on my car, and I don't even listen to it. So,
no, just in other stuff or...
If you go to the store...
You know what I mean? It's hard when people are that popular, it's hard to get away from them.
So we were talking about Taylor Swift yesterday. This was in the office. And I said, look, I'm completely indifferent to her. She means nothing to me one way or another. I don't know her songs. And then every once in a while, a song will come out and they go, oh, that's Taylor Swift. And I go, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
But then we were talking...
I agree with you.
But the weird thing about Taylor Swift, like, she doesn't get a ton of radio play. You hear her anytime you're out in public. You go to the grocery store, she's on. You get in an elevator, she's on the way... But on the radio, I don't hear her. I hear her when I'm just not at home, oddly enough. And I'm okay with that. All right. Amy, here is your question. What country did the first European settlers of New York come from?
The first European settlers of New York come from? I'm going to represent my country and say Greece.
The Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
Yeah, they're Dutch. That's why it was New Amsterdam.
You are correct.
Dutch. Correct.
Dutch.
I was thinking that immigrants. I'm sorry. I wasn't going back far enough.
If you go with immigrants, you go Italian and Irish. That pretty much covers it, right? All right. Your question, which alphabet consists of only four dots? Only four dots.
Ah.
Just dots?
Yes, just dots.
Is that Braille?
No.
It is Braille, Amy.
Well
nice
done.
Job. Very good.
I like Ted's Ted charades for Braille. By the way, Ted, when you're doing charades for Braille, you don't have to close your eyes. They're blind.
Most of the time, their eyes aren't closed.
They don't just close their eyes.
But I needed you to see that I couldn't see.
I got you.
I see.
Right, I know blind people don't close their eyes, but if I had just been like this, you'd be like, what? So when I closed them and did
that
this,
means you're blind, right?
It's like, oh, I have no idea where I'm going.
Okay.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, W206-803-ROCK.
Hello. Somebody tried to trip me. He thought I was blind.
Hey. It's been years since I did that, Ted.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Kill your girl and your Johnson.
Hola. Oh, Jeff's a good voice today.
Kill your girl and your Johnson.
How's your gentleman doing?
Sober, not sober, Jeff.
Team's sober today.
Okay.
Look at that. Jeff brings the heat whether he's sober or not sober. I like that.
I know.
Yeah. All right, Jeff.
Hey, Ted, don't listen to Thrill. If you want to get hyped up for the first big dinner of the year, I say get hyped up. Hell yeah, let's go.
Let's go, man.
Jeff, who are you taking as a cellmate for the weekend? Kanye West, Ellen DeGeneres, Will Smith, or Madonna?
Honestly, for the same reason Ted said, I'm going to go Kanye. It's going to at least be entertaining.
Yeah.
I think we have different ideas of entertainment.
Me too.
I think you would constantly provide information. I just don't know.
I think, honestly, the most entertaining person to be in there with would probably be Will Smith.
You think so?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
He'd probably just start cracking jokes. He'd probably try to break the ice a little bit.
I think Ellen probably would be, only because her main job is a comedian. You know what I mean? So every once in a while, she's going to land something. I mean,
but she's not on stage at that point. She's going to be standoffish and a jerk.
Miserable.
Dude.
I know. I'm glad she's standoffish. Yeah, look, if I'm in jail, I prefer you be standoffish. But if she is going to talk, be like, look, Ellen, here's her deal. If you're going to speak to me, make it a joke. How about that? And Kanye, if you're going to speak to me, do not sing. Let's keep it at that.
Right. Keep your beliefs to yourself, buddy.
I can't do that. Sorry, man. All right, your question. Which member of The Who died of a drug overdose first?
I don't even know any members of The Who.
Well, that makes this question very difficult.
Yes, it does. Bob.
No.
I don't know.
Keith Moon.
Nope, would not have got that.
And John Entwistle afterward.
And he died. It was coke, right?
Well, he had a heart attack.
I was going to say, but
I mean, it depends on what side of the fence you want to go
see,
on.
But see, it's like, I don't know, Ted was talking about someone the other day. They were like 103 years old or something. And
oh, yeah, 101.
And 101. I just made the point. I guarantee you in the obituary, they're like, you know, they died of a stroke. I'm like, well, yeah, they died because they're 101.
Well, you can look.
So with John Entwistle, like, right, you died from a heart attack. You're also doing a ton of blow.
Well,
man, so.
you could run
right,
a marathon.
You could run
a marathon, right, and have a heart attack. But no one ever say, like, yeah, he died of running.
Right.
No, but every overdose is just... It caused your heart to stop.
It leads to something bad. Keith Moon, the straight up overdose.
Yeah.
You know, like his brain stopped working. Like, nah, he did that many drugs. All right, your question. Multiple choice. A gentleman by the name of Roald Amundsen. He was the first person to do what? Reach the North Pole, reach the South Pole, summit Mount Everest, or orbit the Earth?
Either way, it was cold.
Yeah, no kidding. All of these are very, very cold things.
Mm-hmm. South Pole.
Got it. Nice job.
How are you doing, guys?
That was 1911. He reached the South Pole. Matthew Henson and Robert Peary, they reached the North Pole first. First person to summit Everest.
Sir Edmund Hillary?
Correct. And Yuri Gagarin was the first person.
Also, the South Pole has moved, apparently.
They're both moving.
So where it's staked right now is not the actual South Pole.
Well, that's the problem, because the poles themselves move, right? And these guys, they'll plant a flag or put the stake in and do your big brag. And it's like, in 30 years, you're wrong. What was the four corners here in the U.S.? What is it? Arizona, New Mexico,
Colorado,
Utah, and Colorado, right? So, and my parents have been there, and they did the thing where you step out of your car, you step in the spot, and you're like, man, I was standing in four states at once. No big deal, but it is kind of cool. And then they found out like 10 years ago they were dead wrong, and it's like 20 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
So all the people that did it before, I'm like, you didn't. You were standing in one state, dude. Yeah.